Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to emotional fitness. And let's face it, in a world that often feels like a never-ending text message chain, truly mindful communication can be a superpower. Ever feel like you're just throwing words out there hoping something sticks? You know that feeling when you think you said exactly what you meant, but the other person seems to have heard, well, something entirely different. We've all been there, right? That's why today we're diving into mindful communication. How to talk in a way that truly connects, minimizes misunderstandings, and builds stronger relationships. Because let's be real, who doesn't want a little more connection and less confusion in their life? So, strap in, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to level up your communication game with these 5 key takeaways. First off, active listening is like the golden rule of mindful communication. It's not just about hearing the words. It's about truly understanding what the other person is saying, both verbally and nonverbally. Pay attention to their tone, body language, facial expressions. Those silent cues can tell you a lot more than words ever could. Imagine this. You're having a conversation with a friend who's feeling down. Instead of jumping in with advice or solutions, practice active listening by nodding, making eye contact, and reflecting back what you hear. You sound like you're going through a tough time right now. See, that simple acknowledgement shows your friend that you're truly present and invested in what they have to say. Next up, think before you speak. This one might feel obvious, but it's surprisingly easy to get caught up in the heat of the moment and blurt out things we later regret. Take a beat before you respond, breathe, gather your thoughts, and choose your words carefully. You know those, I said what I said, moments? Yeah, we've all been there. Let's aim for fewer of those, right? Now, clarity is key. When you express yourself clearly and concisely, you reduce the chances of misunderstandings. Think about it like this. You wouldn't expect your friend to understand a complex message if you were speaking in riddles, would you? The same applies to any conversation. Whether it's with your partner, boss, or even that friendly barista who always makes your latte just right. Get straight to the point and use language that is easy to understand. Remember, communication isn't just about what we say. It's also about how we say it. Tone of voice, body language, and even eye contact play a huge role in conveying our message. If you want to come across as genuine and trustworthy, make sure your nonverbal cues match your words. Imagine this. You're having a disagreement with someone, but instead of getting defensive or raising your voice, you take a deep breath, maintain eye contact, and speak calmly and respectfully. That's the power of mindful communication in action. Lastly, don't be afraid to ask questions. If something is unclear, don't just guess, ask for clarification. It shows that you're engaged and genuinely interested in understanding their perspective. Think about it, wouldn't you rather have a conversation where everyone feels heard and understood? Now, let me paint you a picture. You're at a work meeting, and your boss throws out an idea that leaves you feeling confused. Instead of nodding along silently, which we've all done before, take a deep breath and say something like, "I want to make sure I understand correctly. Could you elaborate on?" See? Clarity achieved. So there you have it. 5 powerful strategies for mindful communication. Active listening, thinking before you speak, clarity, being aware of your tone and body language, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Now go out there and put these tips into action. Start with one conversation today, maybe even a simple, "How was your day?" See how much better those interactions feel when you're truly present and focused on the other person. And remember, practice makes perfect. The more you consciously use these techniques, the more natural they'll become. Until tomorrow, keep those conversations meaningful, folks. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little mindful communication boost. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you all.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.